Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So it's 31 degrees outside and winter has come here in Ohio. But the point is, I am on fire. Like, literally, we just got done with a crazy good workout and it reminded me of a principle. You see, a lot of times people are waiting for external forces to create a fire inside them. They're literally waiting for the economy to turn, or they're waiting for the big call, the big break, the person to call back, the client, the relationship, the product, the vendor. You know, they're waiting for the perfect whatever because they think that somehow that's going to create the fire for them to move forward with their dream. Here's what I've realized after a long time of being in the entrepreneurial world. You have to be the fire. You have to be the fire. In fact, we have t-shirts. If you came to the Igniting Souls Conference in 2017, we had t-shirts that said, "Be the fire," because it's up to you. You cannot wait for external things to create an internal passion. And the longer you wait for that, the more you're going to be frustrated. Because here's why. You can't control external factors. Last time I checked, the economy isn't asking me for my opinion, right? Last time I checked, the weather isn't asking me, the government. There's all these things that are external forces that I cannot control. The only thing that I can control is the energy, the passion, the vibe, the fire that I bring inside. This is why it's so important. I love the quote by Anas Nin, "We don't see things the way they are, but the way we are." If you are on fire, literally, you will create fire where you go. People will be like, "What is going on with this person? I want more of that." And you know what? You're gonna repel other people. Other people are gonna say, "What's up with that dude? I don't want a piece of that. I don't want any of that. I'm done. Get me away from that person." And that's actually good. That's how you can control the clients that you draw. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. Now listen. If you're not somebody on fire, you can make adjustments. One of the quickest adjustments, you've heard me say this a lot, is to start a physical exercise routine. Why? Because, listen, when you go push it hard, whatever your level is, your level might be sitting in a chair and raising your arm. Seriously, I'm not mocking anybody. I don't care what it is, but you need to create a disciplined exercise routine. Why? Because if you show up filled up for that appointment, you're going to show up filled up when you get clients and when your clients turn into bigger clients. If you don't create the habit of discipline now, when your platform and your following is small, you're not going to deserve one when you get to be big. In fact, you're not going to get big. That's the whole reason why people do have more followers, more platforms. Not always. There's some hype and crazy people, and you know what? You can rise and fall like a quick shooting star, but I'm talking about long-term growth. I'm talking about year in, year out consistency. It all begins with how you show up, filled up, in an appointment with yourself. Literally, get a calendar, get your iPhone, whatever you do to record your appointments, and if you don't, start and put an appointment with yourself and put appointment, be the fire. Be the fire. And this is where you're going to connect with your core, your creator, and your community. You're going to create, you're going to connect with your core. You're going to start pushing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. You're going to journal. You're going to meditate. And as a result, as you get a strong core, other people are going to say, "Wow, I want that." My buddy Chet Scott says, "You are the CEO of a company called YOU. If you can't manage that company, don't ask to manage any other things." This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. And most importantly today, be the fire. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.